Chapter 1. Cade. You would think I'd be used to it by now, that it wouldn't feel like a rusty egg beater to the heart every time I saw them together. You would think I would stop subjecting myself to the torture of seeing the girl I loved with another guy. You would be wrong on all counts. A nor'easter had just blown through, so the Philadelphia air was crisp. Day-old snow still crunched beneath my boots. The sound seemed unusually loud, like I walked toward the gallows instead of coffee with friends. Friends. I gave one of those funny, it's not actually funny laughs, and my breath came out like smoke. I could see them standing on the corner up ahead. Bliss's arms were wound around Garrick's neck, and the two of them stood wrapped together on the sidewalk. Bundled in coats and scarves, they could have been a magazine ad or one of those perfect pictures that come in the frame when you buy it. I hated those pictures. I tried not to be jealous. I was getting over it. I was. I wanted Bliss to be happy. And as she slipped her hands in Garrick's coat pockets and their breath fogged between them, she definitely looked happy. But that was part of the problem. Even if I managed to let go of my feelings for Bliss completely, it was their happiness that inspired my jealousy. Because I was fucking miserable, I tried to keep myself busy, made some friends, and settled into life all right here, but it just wasn't the same. Starting over sucked. On a scale of 1 to ghetto, my apartment was a solid 8. Things were still awkward with my best friend. I had student loans piling so high I might asphyxiate beneath them at any time. I thought by pursuing my master's degree, I would get at least one part of my life right. Wrong. I was the youngest one in the program, and everyone else had years of working in the real world under his or her belt. They all had their lives together, and my life was about as clean and well-kept as the community bathrooms had been in my freshman dorm. I'd been here nearly 3 months, and the only acting I'd done had been a cameo appearance as a homeless person in a Good Samaritan commercial. Yeah, I was living the good life. I knew the minute Bliss caught sight of me because she pulled her hands out of Garrick's pockets and placed them safely at her sides. She stepped out of his arms and called, "Cade!" I smiled. Maybe I was doing some acting after all. I met them on the sidewalk and Bliss gave me a hug. Short, obligatory. Garrick shook my hand. As much as it irked me, I still really liked the guy. He'd never tried to keep Bliss from seeing me, and he'd apparently given me a pretty stellar reference when I applied to Temple. He didn't go around marking his territory or telling me to back off. He shook my hand and smiled and sounded genuine when he said, "It's good to see you, Cade."
"Good to see you guys, too."
There was a moment of awkward silence, and then Bliss gave an exaggerated shiver.
"I don't know about you guys, but I'm freezing. Let's head inside."
Together, we filed through the door. Mugshots was a coffee place during the day and served alcohol at night. I'd not been there yet, as it was kind of a long trek from my apartment up by the Temple campus, and because I didn't drink coffee, but I'd heard good things. Bliss loved coffee. And I still loved making Bliss happy, so I agreed to meet there when she called. I thought of asking if they'd serve me alcohol now, even though it was morning. Instead, I settled on a smoothie and found us a table big enough that we'd have plenty of personal space. Bliss sat first while Garrick waited for their drinks. Her cheeks were pink from the cold, but the winter weather agreed with her. The blue scarf knotted around her neck brought out her eyes, and her curls were scattered across her shoulders, windswept and wonderful. Damn it, I had to stop doing this. She pulled off her gloves and rubbed her hands together.
"How are you?"
she asked. I balled my fists under the table and lied.
"I'm great. Classes are good. I'm loving Temple, and the city is great. I'm great."
"You are?" I could tell by the look on her face that she knew I was lying. She was my best friend, which made her pretty hard to fool. She'd always been good at reading me, except for when it came to how I felt about her. She could pick up on just about all my other fears and insecurities, but never that. Sometimes I wondered if it was wishful thinking. Maybe she never picked up on my feelings because she hadn't wanted to.
I am, I assured her. She still didn't believe me, but she knew me well enough to know that I needed to hold on to my lie. I couldn't vent to her about my problems, not right now. We didn't have that kind of relationship anymore.